20 years ago, Walmart opened a Sam's Club near Mexico City. Today, it's built more than 5,600 stores in 26 countries with more than 800,000 associates, including in South America, China, South Africa, the UK, and India. And Doug McMillon, president and CEO of Walmart International, says global sales are now driving up company profits because of the retailer's operating principles.
We are excited about what's happening in international in a number of ways. I'll start with trying to explain briefly what we're working towards doing in a common fashion. In other words, what do we share across international? And I'll start with our purpose. We save people money so they can live better, and every market around the world, every format is united by that purpose that was obviously begun by Sam Walton. Secondly, we're united by a culture. We have common values. We share those across all geographies, and they unite us as an associate base. And the third thing that unites us and is relatively new in terms of its focus is a common set of operating principles. One of those is everyday low price, EDLP. Another one is everyday low cost, EDLC. Common operating models that work, and they work everywhere.
But each nation where Walmart sets up business pose different challenges. For example, in Brazil, the largest retailer, Casino, is fighting to maintain dominance. Walmart currently counts 531 retail units in Brazil. 51 are supercenters, 27 are Sam's Clubs. The rest have been acquired through purchase of existing retail operations.
We have tough competition in Brazil. But most of our issues and our focus is internal on what we can do to be more effective to serve the customer. So we've been going through a change in Brazil now that's more than a year old to convert to an everyday low price model and lay a foundation led by Marco Samaha, who is our country president, that will enable us to deliver our objectives around growth and returns for many years to come.
EDLP, or everyday low price, is what drives shoppers around the globe into stores, Doug McMillon said. But working with suppliers to provide inventories of low-priced goods takes time.
One of the key execution points in converting to EDLP is a relationship that we have with suppliers, and we have a lot of suppliers. So working through that negotiation to get to an everyday low-cost, everyday low-price model will take time.
For now, EDLP has been set aside in China because the company is still working to build a viable presence, referred to as quality openings. For example, in China, where Walmart operates 370 retail units, including Supercenter, Sam Clubs, and various smaller markets, many stores had to be built inside existing facilities.
What we've learned is that making sure that each location is the right quality is obviously important, and a lot goes into it. Site selection, even the size and the dimensions of the box. So in some markets, China being one of them, we have settled for facilities that may be three stories when really we require one to be the most effective for customers, or moved into facilities lease space where there are too many columns in the physical structure, which changes how the customer shops and prevents us from being able to lay out the stores in the way that we would like for them to be laid out. So we've been pressing forward for growth in China and in some cases settled for suboptimal situations.
In Japan, where real estate tends to be vertical, Walmart has moved into six-story structures. The preferred format, of course, is the traditional big box with easy access and long sight lines, McMillon said. All real estate projects are decided by committee at Bentonville headquarters. Walmart sells items geared towards specific demographics. The company relies on local retail experts, building preferred inventory. Now counts 69 nationalized retail brands. Walmart's China website features a slideshow of advertisements for Huggies, Sam Club's membership, iPhone deals, and prepared food items like sticky rice wrapped in bamboo leaves.
We need to be better merchants. And so getting the buyers focused on what the customer wants is a key part of our strategy. And it's a good way to describe it, I think, would be our buyers in China today and yesterday were a bit too focused on buying and suppliers, and those relationships are important, but we'd like to see them more focused on customers.
Walmart now operates in two-thirds of Africa. A year ago, it acquired a majority stake in Massmart Holdings, the leading African retailer of general merchandise, home improvement equipment, and supplies, operating in 13 countries in sub-Saharan Africa. As of January, Walmart now owns 347 retail units in places like Uganda, Tanzania, Nigeria, and South Africa.
We would like to be in an environment where there is a growing middle class that will be increasing consumption and people that need to save money, because our purpose is to save them money. So emerging markets, one of the reasons why we invested in Africa, for example, is that reason. We believe in the middle income growth in sub-Saharan Africa in the mid to long term especially, but you can already see evidence of it today. That's why we went ahead and made the acquisition that we made there.
In the summer of 1999, the UK's Asda chain was acquired by Walmart and has since grown into Great Britain's second largest supermarket.
I'm very pleased with the job that our team in the UK has done in terms of driving value and having customers understand that value. They've really put the customer first in our business there, and they practice everyday low price in a purer form than some of our markets do. And with the Asda price guarantee, they've come up with a really creative way to make sure that the customers know they can save money by shopping at Asda. So I think the primary driver for the share gains that we've had have been that we've, one, been customer focused, and then two, on a smaller issue, they've done a really good job with grocery delivery at home and e-commerce and increasingly mobile commerce.
But the jewel in the crown, of course, is Mexico, where in 1997, Walmart acquired a majority of Cifra, now Walmart de Mexico. It is operating 2,100 superstores, clubs, bodegas, pharmacies, as well as banks. The company has 209,000 employees, the largest private employer in the country. But that super aggressive growth is now suspect after the New York Times last April reported that Walmart de Mexico executives allegedly paid out $24 million in bribes over several years, early last decade, to government officials, mayors, city council members, urban planners, and bureaucrats via gestores, or fixers, to get stores built. Sourcing a former Walmart de Mexico executive, the Times reported the matter was brought to the attention of company officials in Bentonville in 2005, but they reportedly turned the investigation back to Mexican Walmart executives alleged to have authorized the bribes, and the matter was closed. As a result, some alleged the Bentonville office sought to suppress the investigation. The company is cooperating with an investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to discover any breach of the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Walmart International CEO Doug McMillon says integrity remains a core value of the company.
Yeah. Well, FCPA compliance and compliance in general are very serious issues, and we're treating them as such. We're not going to tolerate a lack of compliance in any country around the world or at any level in the company. As it relates to the investigation that's ongoing, we're committed to it being independent and thorough, and that's all I can say about that. But relative to compliance going forward, we're trying to seize this opportunity to get even stronger in compliance across the board, including FCPA, but also to include other areas. For example, in China, food safety is very important. How do we get even better at that? So a moment like this causes you to be on your toes and look for opportunities to get even stronger anywhere that you can.
Doug McMillon says Walmart has an open door policy as well as a hotline available to any associate regarding any perceived ethical issues. And for the time being, he said, rather than growing retail infrastructure abroad, Walmart's current goal is to focus on existing stores and making them better. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.